Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Kazakhstan's authorities said on Sunday the situation was stabilizing after the worst political unrest in 30 years of independence, and troops from a Russian-led military alliance were guarding key facilities. Security officials told President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev in a briefing they were continuing so-called cleanup operations across ex-Soviet Republic, across the ex-Soviet Republic that borders Russia and China. Thousands have been detained and public buildings torched during mass anti-government protests over the past week. Tokayev issued shoot-to-kill orders to end unrest. He is blamed on bandits and terrorists. Kazakhstan State TV reported Sunday 164 people had been killed during the clashes. At Tokayev's invitation, a Russia-led alliance of ex-Soviet states sent troops to restore order, an intervention that comes at a time of high tension in Russia-U.S. relations ahead of talks this week on the Ukraine crisis. A leading Sudanese protest group on Sunday rejected a United Nations initiative to hold talks with the military aimed at restoring the country's democratic transition following an October coup. The move is a blow to international efforts seeking an end to Sudan's political deadlock and suggests relentless street protests are likely to continue. More than 60 people have been killed since the military takeover. The UN offer Saturday came a week after embattled Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok resigned. Protesters continued their marches in Khartoum on Sunday, with security forces firing tear gas to disperse demonstrators near the presidential palace, according to activists. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. West African leaders gathered Sunday to discuss Mali's crisis after the military submitted an 11th-hour timetable to restore civilian rule after its initial proposal of up to 5 years was rejected. The extraordinary summit of the Economic Community of West African States bloc in Ghana's capital is expected to discuss possible sanctions on the Sahel state over potentially delayed elections, among other issues. The meeting comes after months of increasing tensions over the timetable for restoring civilian rule in Mali after two coups and a military takeover in 2020. Last August, army officers led by Colonel Assimi Gota toppled the elected president amid street protest against his unpopular rule. Under threat of sanctions, Gota subsequently promised to restore civilian rule in February 2022 after holding presidential and legislative elections, but he staged a de facto second coup in May of 2021, forcing out an interim civilian government. Security forces fired tear gas. Meanwhile, gunmen in northwest Nigeria have freed 30 students and a teacher after 7 months of captivity, according to a local official. More than 1,400 children were abducted in Nigeria last year, according to the United Nations, mostly during attacks on schools and colleges by gunmen known locally as bandits. Students are often quickly released after ransom payments, but 200 were still missing in September, according to the UN. Clashes between herders and farmers over access to land has plagued northwest and central Nigeria for years, with some groups evolving into criminal gangs who now terrorize local communities. Since last year, gangs have intensified highway kidnappings and mass abductions of students. Tennis world number one Novak Djokovic launches a make-or-break court battle on Monday to stay in Melbourne and defend his Australian Open title, arguing he has an all-clear because of a positive coronavirus test in December. Djokovic is fighting to overturn the surprise cancellation of his visa and end his detention in a Melbourne immigration facility. With a week to go before the start of the Australian Open, any delay could dash the 34-year-old's hopes of winning his 10th crown in Melbourne and a record 21st Grand Slam title. The player's lawyers say Tennis Australia cleared him to play in the tournament because of his recent infection, saying his vaccine application was approved. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the